Mississippi. I spent the better part of the last week in Mississippi, primarily in Jones County and mostly in the town of Laurel, a town of some 18,000 inhabitants. Laurel's almost a two-hour drive northeast from New Orleans and about a one-and-a-half-hour drive southeast of Jackson, the state's capital city. Frankly, I was surprised by what I found. I found it to be very intriguing, very interesting. Why, you may ask? A state with 3 million people finds itself often at the bottom of a variety of different rankings of the 50 states. U.S. News and World Report, in its 2021 ranking, had Mississippi ranked 49th out of the 50 states using 71 different metrics summarized in 8 different categories. For example, it had the state 50th in health and 43rd in education. Yet my guess after my visit is that this may be a case where you, quote, don't judge a book by its cover, unquote. Let me explain what I mean. I could feel a hop in the step of the people of Laurel. Something's happening there, something that's worth looking into. The physical evidence is in the downtown where the streets have been repaved, new sidewalks, roundabouts, shops, and buildings being refurbished. Orange construction signs and cones everywhere. Beyond that, retail shops and restaurants downtown are coming alive. There's not a vacant store in downtown. Starbucks just arrived in downtown. On the flip side of, quote, progress, unquote, the town really values its history. The Central Historic District of the town, with its 161 acres of homes, is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a town that's proud of its progeny. Tops on that list has to be Miss Leontine Price, world-renowned legend who was the first African-American soprano to be a leading performer at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. She is revered here, and there is a park dedicated to her with a huge picture of her stretching more than 2 stories tall. The town's also abuzz about its current TV notables. Homegrown Ben and Aaron Napier have the 6-year hit on HGTV called Hometown. Many of you may already watch this. It takes place here in Laurel, Mississippi. The town also has a history of entrepreneurial innovation. Founded by entrepreneurs in the lumber and milling business, followed by exploration in oil and gas. The town is still the center of that industry in Mississippi. William Mason figured out what to do with sawdust from the lumber mills, transforming it into particle board. The largest manufacturer of transformers in the world resides in Laurel. Sanderson Farms is the country's 3rd largest chicken producer. Thermacool makes walk-in refrigerators for many of the top restaurants across the country. And Central Creativity, which I visited, has produced prearranged classroom lessons, laboratory work, STEM and STEAM workshops that they ship to school districts and parents all over the United States. The leadership of the town is proactive. While I was there, the mayor called together all organizations that had anything to do with early learning, in order to create a new initiative for toddlers in the community during those crucially important early years. I met with the leaders of the school system. The president of the school board has been doing it for more than 6 years and is also the pastor of the Agape Church located downtown. The superintendent of schools is a, quote, can-do, call-it-like-you-see-him, unquote, woman who is starting her 5th year. They have much to be proud of, taking the school district that had schools rated F by the state to this year where no schools received an F rating. The district as a whole is celebrating its progress, having moved from an F to a C grade for the first time this year. Interestingly, the Laurel School District this year decided to significantly alter their school year calendar. Starting school in the last week of July and running for 9 weeks in a row, and then taking a 2-week break or intersession. The first week of the break is devoted to students who are lagging behind, focusing on the students who need extra time and attention to catch up. The second week is a break for both students and staff, recognizing that everyone needs a break to recharge their batteries. We'll see if this helps, but it is innovative for sure. Each of these leaders are African American. The town is 61% black and 36% white. Another interesting fact about Jones County, where Laurel is situated, it's the only county in the Deep South, to my knowledge, that seceded from the Confederacy, as portrayed in the 2016 movie The Free State of Jones, starring Matthew McConaughey. Mississippi has a special spot in my heart. In 1964, 100 years after Jones County seceded from the Confederacy, I traveled from Massachusetts to Mississippi on my spring break from college to help rebuild a black church that had been torched and burnt to the ground. If you will recall, during that year, more than 24 churches were set on fire in Mississippi. I will never forget that experience. On top of all this, the town has the Loren Rogers Museum, which is the first and arguably the best museum in Mississippi. It's an absolute gem. Its ongoing collection with changing exhibitions are something to behold. My favorite right now is their quilting exhibition. And did I mention that gas is $3.30 at the pump? One half of what it is in California. One of the interesting eye-openers to me was the way the people in Laurel think about fuel costs and how they view climate change and the Ukrainian crisis attached to this. To them, they're all tied together. Let me explain. This area is an oil and gas territory. Almost all the homeowners and property owners in town get a monthly check of some small amount, but nevertheless a monthly check from the oil companies for the right to drill underneath their properties. Oil is viewed as something that's important to their economy and jobs. They feel that right now our nation should be encouraging the oil and gas industry to develop and produce so that we do not have to rely on importing oil from OPEC nations. This, in their view, would lower the cost of gas and significantly hurt Putin's attempt to take over Ukraine. They realize that this approach in the short term would not help our efforts to combat climate change. Bottom line, things are happening in Laurel, Mississippi. I found it an interesting and exciting place to be.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.